Good morning, a warm welcome to everyone joining us today for our worship service here in St John's. If you are listening for the first time since lockdown, or a regular listener, I hope you will enjoy our time of sharing and worshipping our Lord. Our intimations this week. At this time, the new national COVID-19 restrictions do not relate to places of worship, and we intend to proceed with our services as planned. As always, this is constantly reviewed. Bible Reading Notes Annual Subscription for 2021. For those of you who subscribe, the arrangements are changing. If you wish to continue next year, you will now have to order your notes direct from the Glow Bookshop in Motherwell, as there will be no collective order available. Details of how and the costs are on our church webpage. Our Bible studies will resume on Thursday the 5th of November at 7 p.m. on the Zoom platform. We were using material for Advent entitled Coming of the Saviour, which is a 6-week study programme. Full details can be found on our webpage. It is our monthly praise gathering this evening at 7 p.m. on Zoom. If you're intending to log in and don't have the Zoom link, please get in touch with me or Elijah. It is with regret I must inform you that Mr. Thomas Young, aged 91, from Angus Avenue in Carluke, passed away on Friday, the 9th of October, at Monklands Hospital. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family at this sad time. The annual community remembrance service for 2020 has had to be cancelled for this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the current restrictions to combat the spread of the disease. These are all the intimations. May you keep safe and enjoy your worship today.
Thank you, John. I want to take a moment to extend a warm welcome to everyone who is worshiping with us today. Whether you are a regular worshiper or are searching out for a place to worship, we are delighted to have you share with us in our worship. Before we begin, let us reflect together on Psalm number 135, verses 1-3. Psalm number 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, you servants of the Lord, you who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to His name, for that is pleasant. And now let us join together to sing our first hymn of praise. Hymn number 160. Hymn number 160. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven.
Thank you.
Let us bow our heads together in prayers. Almighty God, we praise and give you thanks for your immeasurable love for us. We praise and give you thanks that each of us is precious in your sight. You are the author of life and of all creation. The seasons change, but you never do. You are always beautiful in the green and freshness of spring, as in the golds, reds, and the falling temperature of autumn. We praise and give you thanks for the glorious victory Christ gained for us through his death and resurrection. Forgiving God, we confess that all too often we have put our own interests above the need of others. We confess that in many subtle ways, we exclude those who are not like us. And so, God, we pray today that you forgive us. Loving God, in the midst of all the confusion we see in our world today, help us to relax. Take from us the tension that makes peace impossible. Take from us the worries and fears that hide our joy. Help us to know that you are with us, that we are in your care, and that we are eternally loved by you. Speak to us as we worship. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is written in the book of Psalm, number 37, reading from verses 1 to 7. Hear the word of the Lord. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Our second Bible reading is written in the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, reading from verses 17 to 25. Hear the word of the Lord. Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty ways of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply, from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but in the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word that was preached to you. The Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you, Evan, for taking our reading for today. Let us pray. Loving God, we pray that you will open our eyes to the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ and the great sacrifice of love he made for us at Calvary. Amen. We are continuing our study of 1 Peter. Although Peter's letter is written to Christians who were driven out of Jerusalem and scattered throughout Asia Minor, his words offer encouragement to suffering Christians everywhere. Peter encourages the first recipients of this letter to stand firm in the grace of God in spite of their trials. He begins his letter with a reminder of what God has done for them. Having caused them to be born again, God has given them an inheritance in heaven that they can never lose. The very trials cannot take it away. In the future, they will see Jesus face to face. Even now, they enjoy salvation that the prophets searched for and the angels stood on tiptoes to understand. Peter's whole point is that God's love for us is so much that he has saved us and promised us eternal inheritance. Nothing that happens to us on earth can cause God to break his promises. Our text for today begins with these words. Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. The fear of the Lord is loving respect. To fear someone in this sense is to love and respect the person at the same time. Peter is saying here that our lives in this world are lives lived in a world that is not our home. As individual Christians and as a congregation, we can very often feel discouraged and depressed by the way we see things going in the world around us. David knew that it is hard to avoid fretting. That is why probably the words "don't fret" are recorded 3 times in the first 8 verses of Psalm number 37. We are living in a world of turmoil. There are pressures brought against us daily that create anxiety, worry, and fear. Rest or trust in the Lord is one of the most difficult commandments in the whole Bible, especially when it seems nothing is happening. The situation hasn't apparently changed from what it was few months or a year ago, when it doesn't seem we are any closer to a solution, maybe further. We could very easily become discouraged by that. We could give up hope because of that. We could wallow in self-pity and feel bad for ourselves because of that. We'll be missing the whole point. We'll be missing the reality of what Jesus has done in this world for us. Jesus did not come into the world to redeem us with a great show of worldly power and might. He came to die on the cross and save us from our sins. Jesus does not promise that his church or his children in this world will always be loved by everyone. He does not promise that our lives will be bed of roses. He makes us strangers in this world, waiting for a kingdom yet to be revealed. We have been bought out of this world by the precious blood of Jesus. We have faith and hope in something beyond this world, the eternal glory that comes from Jesus. In the meantime, as we live in this world, Peter invites us to have sincere love for each other. Love one another deeply from the heart. Peter says, love one another because Christ has loved you. Love one another because Christ has bought us with his precious blood. God is speaking into our lives right now about how we can change our lives after this pandemic. He's inviting us to a life of love, kindness for one another. In these past months, we have been shaken and awakened out of our sleep, out of what we have called a normal life. Not until this pandemic, it may be safe to say that for the majority of us alive today, we have never experienced an event with the global impact to send us all into collective grief. The impacts, although may vary from place to place, there is no corner of the earth where human lives that has not felt the ripple effects of this crisis. For the first time in most of our lives, we are in the same boat, weathering an unprecedented disaster. The storm, however, may look vastly different for each of us in the boat. Within this vast range, the experiences of grief are also vast. One person may be grieving the plunging stock market, loss of freedom to move about, or not being able to travel on holidays. Another may be grieving a total loss of income, and for others, not being able to be present with a dying loved one. We have an opportunity and a need to serve and love others as Christ himself has served us through his death and resurrection. Peter calls us to a life of love, a life of deep and unremitting love. That is a tough call. It is more than just tolerance of each other, tolerance of difference. It is absolute acceptance of each other over and over again. What a privilege we have, even in this challenging time, to show Christ's love. For our closing hymn, we will sing, "When I Surveyed the Wondrous Cross, on which the Prince of Glory died. Jesus won our redemption at the cost of his precious blood. If Christ died on the cross and rose again for us, no sacrifice is too great for us to make for him and for others." Amen. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. This morning's tune is another one that seems an unlikely suspect for our service. It's a Queen song, "Don't Stop Me Now." It almost seems as though this title might be better attributed to the virus. But I'm not playing it for the virus. I'm playing it for anyone who needs an injection of positive energy this morning, as this is one of the most energetic things I have ever played on the piano. From the moment we're born to the moment we die, we leave an indelible trace of our energy behind us forevermore. Don't stop now making your mark, the mark God has planned for you. You are a tile in the mosaic of God's wonderful creation, beautiful, unique, essential. Don't stop now, because your God-given energy is needed more than ever. And so here's some of mine for you this morning. Don't stop me now.
Thank you. and now our prayers of intercession. Dear Father God, you are the source of all love and of life itself. We pray that through our lives, our words and our actions, those around us would be able to glimpse that love and would be drawn to you to experience the full force of your love. Such a love that led to you giving your dear Son to death itself, so that he could rise again and show us the way to you and to eternal life. We see so many, even in our own community, who desperately need to feel your loving touch, especially as this pandemic drags on. A growing number of people don't have the resources needed for the things the rest of us take completely for granted. Food, power to keep their homes warm, or even to cook, or to keep themselves and their clothes clean. There are many who are very lonely, unable to make their usual social contacts. They are tired and despondent. There are people who have been waiting a long time for treatment for either physical or mental health problems. This has been delayed for very understandable reasons, but for those individuals it's taking a heavy toll. People are grieving for lost loved ones and struggling because they have been denied the usual support of family and friends at funerals and in the weeks following a death. Lord of love, open our eyes and hearts to these folks and show us ways that we can lighten their loads and let some of your light shine into their lives. We thank you, Lord, for all those in the front line in the fight against COVID in whatever capacity. Grant them your protection and strengthen them. Be with those in power making the decisions. Grant them your wisdom. We pray for our church here in St. John's, the wider church in Carluke. Be with our ministers and their families. We pray for the wider church as it becomes used to new ways of ministering. Open new doors, Lord, and let your light and your love spill into the dark corners of the world. As we read earlier, let us be still before you. Let us patiently wait for you, and let us not fret when people succeed in their evil schemes. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Fiona, for blessing us with your gift of music. And thank you, Liz, for leading us in our prayers today. And thank you, everyone, for sharing in our worship. Please do continue to keep safe and well, and be assured of our love and our prayers. We will now take our closing hymn, hymn number 392. When I Surveyor the Wondrous Cross, hymn number 392. matter how frightening the world may become, no matter how frightening the individual circumstances of your life may be today or may become tomorrow, you need not be afraid, for God is with you. God goes before you to guide you, beside you to be your best friend, behind you to protect you, beneath you to support you, and above you to give you vision, courage, and hope. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Amen.